Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Moving day means that you and the things that matter to you are in for a big transition. There's a lot to figure out. New closets, different counter space, change of floor plan. No worries. CubeSmart is here, so you have a place for everything. It's our job to make self-storage as easy as possible. Online or in person, this is a self-storage experience that puts the focus on you because you matter to us. With self-storage that fits seamlessly into your life, you'll have plenty of peace of mind to unpack along the way. Click now to find a self-storage solution near you.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now,
you know, I didn't bring I bought a bag last week.
Yeah.
With nothing in it.
To the podcast.
Just because it made me look a bit more organised.
Because you didn't want to look like an idiot with no bag.
There's nothing in it, a pen.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone, comedians and podcasts, they all bring bags. Like, they look official. I just turn up in a tracksuit bottom with my hands in my pockets.
Yeah, but I think people in their head think, if I bring a bag, it looks like I'm working on things.
Yeah.
You know? I have a script in that bag.
Yeah, I've got nothing going on. I've got nothing on. An apple and a pen.
Yeah,
that
was
it. Right, so, episode 2. Welcome to Get to the Good Stuff. My guest this week... comedian, friend,
philanthropist,
legend,
lover,
Mike Rice.
Yeah.
How are you, mate? You alright?
I'm good, lad. Yeah.
I say, I'm thinking of not even saying how are you anymore, because that counts as chit chat, doesn't it?
So you know, the concept. Time?
You know the concept, don't you?
Yeah. Well,
I told you we don't mess about. We just get straight into straight into juicy chat.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Juicy. Yeah.
How did you lose your virginity?
Well, okay. So this is an interesting one because. So this is the first time I was having sex with a lady.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a girl I knew. It was a girl I knew pretty well. Now, I was a little bit of a late bloomer, right? So
how old?
It was in college. So I was 19.
That's not bad. It's respectable.
Huh?
That's respectable.
But you look like now you were probably like, 11 or 12 probably.
I was 15. I was 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it outdoors? I bet you dogged someone outside.
It was indoors.
Was it?
It was pretty vanilla. I was just in a bed.
Was it?
Yeah.
Missionary?
You think so?
Yeah.
I wasn't that experimental.
You've let me down. I thought, just in my head, I was like, you're in a lot of bushes.
I have been in a bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Mainly on my own.
Yeah. Is Jack in the bush again? Yeah. He is. Things are quite
technically
sad.
I am losing virginity to myself.
Yeah.
Getting really into it. Smacking my own ass.
In the bush. Yeah, he's just kind of flating himself in the bush. Yeah.
That guy.
He's enjoying himself in the bush again.
Have you guys ever smacked your own ass when masturbating?
Well, it depends. You've got to get a bit...
I've squeezed...
I'm going to say no, but...
See, the thing is, though...
Squeezed?
I've squeezed my own arse because... I should have
took a drink at that point.
No.
Squeezed your own arse?
I squeezed my own arse, yeah. Because
Did you do opposite hand to cheek?
Huh?
Did you do opposite hand to
cheek? No, no, because he can, I just, no, I'm not, I'm a simple guy. It's like left hand, left cheek. I'm not going to, I'm not Italian. I'm not going to go left fucking
just hand scratching to, your own back.
Yeah, yeah.
But it might feel like a different hand then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, no, it was left hand, left cheek. But I think it was, because I was talking to my friend, Doylers, his name is Doylers boy. He was a good, he's a really good wank man back in the day, as in like he had a lot of techniques.
Okay,
and like
so he's a share, lot of, yeah, share tips.
Yeah, porn and different things, yeah, and he'd be like, "All right, like, and here's new things." So then he said to me one day, "He's like, Mike, I was like, yeah." He was just like, "Do you ever like just grab your own arse and just pretend it's a woman's arse in your head?" I said, and honestly, I was like. I said, no, lad, I don't do that. And he looked me dead
in the eye. No, I don't do that. And your head's going, that's a fucking good idea.
It's
that.
A good idea. But because, no, well, he said it to me, and I said, I don't do that. And he looked me straight in the eyes. He's like, try that, lad.
Yeah.
You should try that. And I tried it, like, you know, because you're, I'm a left-hander with masturbating. So right hand, I gave it a squeeze, and I was like, my arse ain't, like, half bad, you know?
Yeah.
So I was, like, doing that, and I was imagining it was, like, my
you haven't got
cousin
hairy ass.
Or whatever. Huh?
You haven't got a hairy ass.
Me? No.
Oh, that's all right, then. Actually, but go back. Are you left-handed?
Huh? I'm left-handed.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I just thought that was like a just.
No,
that's
no,
how you wank.
No, actually, this is
a really artistic kind of guy. You're like. Was it like Kurt Cobain used to play with like a left-handed guitar?
Yeah.
But he's right-handed.
Right.
You're like that of the wanking. The Kurt Cobain
wank.
Of the wanking
yeah,
world.
I was a Cobain. Well, I think.
That's cool. It's cool. I'm going for a Cobain.
Yeah.
A left-handed wank.
A left-handed wank. Yeah, yeah. And then I kill myself. As soon as I come, I just kill myself.
Leave behind a legacy.
Yeah, yeah. Leave behind. You left behind the album. Never mind. I left behind a fucking tick puddle of cum.
These are the blueprints for these original wank.
Yeah.
They sold for millions.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, but so the the brilliant thing, right? So,
let's get back to it. Yeah,
well, the left hand thing. So, I'm not actually fully left handed. I'm actually right handed in some ways and then left handed in others.
Ambidextrous.
Yeah, but it's never this is the problem, right? Yeah. It's never with the same one. Like, so I wank with my left, I smoke with my left.
Yeah.
If I was to give you the middle finger, I'd go left, right. But then if I wanted to punch you, I'd go right. And I write with my right hand. I wipe my ass with my right hand.
That's meant. That's,
but I can never do the same thing with both. It's just like, so, but I do think it makes me like special and talented, you know?
It does, really. I think really. Well, I've never met anyone like you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, what about right footed, left footed, both?
I'm left footed. I'm left footed, man.
You are special.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Have you met anyone like that, Phoebe?
No. It's like they've delegated amongst themselves.
Yeah, you've never met no one like Mike before. I was hoping this podcast would go this way real quick, that like you would both acknowledge that I'm like I'm just different gravy.
You are.
I'm a different kettle of fish.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm so boring like that, just right-handed, right-footed. I always think like that. I feel like pretty average.
It's certainly not. It's not a story you can tell at parties, is it? Oh, no. Right hand, right footed. Yeah. And they're just like, all right, Jack.
Boring. Even like.
Yeah, yeah. Get back to your bush.
Yeah. You know?
Back to the bush. You just sadly walk back to the bush.
Back to your bush. Yeah. I'm going to the bush.
I'm back to the bush. Okay. So back to the story with your one, right? So anyway, this is the first set. So. I'm having sex with your one, right?
And
I think I'm doing a great job in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm just going, I'm in and out, I'm in and out, I'm in and out. And I'm like, this is unreal. Yeah. And then I was about to come.
Right.
So I pulled out.
Yeah.
And after I pulled out, I realized I had never been in, right? I had never been. This is, I'm not.
What would you do? Just in like, a fold?
It was between,
just like a,
it was between her tailbone and the mattress.
No.
I swear to God. I swear to
what
God.
What was she doing? She's just faking it. No, she's just confused, looking at you a bit confused.
I think she was so embarrassed for me because I was there just like looking at her like deep and dense.
Oh, she's thinking, I can't tell him.
Just stroking into a void, thrusting into.
Technically, you didn't lose your virginity then.
No. So I pulls out. It's no joke. Because the thing is, it was so confusing. Like when I pulled out, I was like in my mind, because it was like, it is honestly, it's like quitting a job you never had. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like going into a place, I quit. And they're like, who are you? And so anyway, right, that happens. And I'm just so mad. I can't even say anything. Like, I don't have words to say. I'm just like lie down beside her. And I'm like, and she was like, right. So the next day, right?
Yeah.
I was just in the apartment. I'm going to end my own life. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of being alive. Yeah. It's not going well. So I'm going to do a real Kurt Cobain. Like, I'm going to go, you know, like, I'm just doing it for real this time. Yeah. So she texts me, right? And she said, hey, about last night.
Yeah.
She said, do I need to get the morning after pill? Right? Right?
Probably not. Right. Nah, yeah.
But in my head, I was like, oh my God, it's unbelievable. Because we were drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, she forgot what happened. Yeah. Right? So I like texted her back. I was like, yeah, you should probably get it to be safe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
get
I mean?
Get one for the mattress as well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We don't want to have a mattress, baby. You know, that's the last thing you want. But so I goes, yeah, yeah, oh, you'll need that, you know. Sure. Oh, I filled you up like a cup of coffee, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then she texts me back and she said, ah, no, ha, 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 you have to have sex to get pregnant, mate.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was rough, wasn't
bitch.
It? That was nasty.
Not really.
Was it not?
No, she's not a bitch for saying you have to have sex to get pregnant. You fucked a mattress.
Okay. All right. Well, you
had to rub it in, though.
Do you know what, Phoebe? Not even in the mattress, on the mattress.
Do you know what, Phoebe? I knew you'd take her side, and
do you
I knew
think
you'd
that's
take...
a bit... Like, especially the fact that she... No, it's as well, yeah. She let you carry on.
Right.
But you thought she was nice. She's like, oh, I'm going to let him go. And then she thought, no, I'm going to get him with this later.
Yeah.
When he's feeling even more vulnerable, he realised what he's done.
Is that not... Was she not just trying to be funny?
Well, no. I think she was trying to be funny, but if she had known the Cobain levels of my psyche at that time...
How did it make you feel? Did you feel it was harsh?
Yeah, oh yeah. At the time, I was like, "Oh, that's good." Oh yeah, no, I did feel. But that's because that was more my inner state at the time. I don't think she knew as well. I was a virgin at the time, so like, you know, there was a lot going on. Well, don't do that. But
sorry,
you know, makes me feel like one again. Yeah. So I don't think she knew the power she had, you know, in that moment. But so anyway, I says to her. Anyway, I said, right, like, blah, blah, blah. I said, listen, don't be telling anyone about, as if she's not going to tell people. But like, you know, at the time in my head, I was like, maybe she won't tell anyone because I was naive. Because like, to be fair to her, if you've got a story like that, you got to tell it. And I was like, look, don't say that to anyone. I said to her, look, I'll deny it. Like, and there's no proof. And she texts back. She's like, I've got a memory foam mattress.
That's good. I like her now.
Now
I take back the bitch comment. She's class.
Ah, she's nice.
Right. Yeah. So let's go on to. This might lead nicely on to. Or you can choose. We've got.
Well, you just lay it out.
We've got. I choose from these two.
Yeah.
Worst date you've ever been on.
Right.
Or most drunk you've ever been.
Right, so I'll do the date one.
Okay,
first. Right. Well, yeah. So I don't know if this is the worst, because at the end of the day, it was interesting, right? Yeah. But I was on a date with this American girl, right? And I had met her in Dublin. I had been doing comedy shows. See, the thing is now, I like to meet people that have been to shows of mine.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to impressed him with my actual personality, which is worse than my stage personality.
Right.
And if they've seen you on stage, then also they're like, oh, he might be famous. Famous. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I might be in the minds of the audience, right? Yeah. So that's nice.
It's good. It's good as famous. You even get it. Do you know what? You even get it working in like bars if you're a barman.
Yeah.
There's this fame thing about you. Like, oh, look at the
barman.
Barman.
Barmen are wonderful lovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From experience.
You go into a Wetherspoons, you see a big lad fucking jacko behind the bar, belly coming, and you know he can just go for hours.
Yeah, I see that. Sorry, get back to, sorry, I can't.
No, you're good, lad. So anyway, I'm on the date with this one. She's an American girl. And you know, you're on a date now, and I know you're with the miss and you have kids, and this is all a distant memory to you now, you know. Yes. Because you don't go on dates. It's either you're with the missus or you're in the bush. But one or the other.
Take a girl to the bush. Come
see my bush. So I'm on date. And do you know, do you ever run out? I don't know if you ever get this, Phoebe. You're on a date and you flat out run out of things to talk about. Now.
Yeah.
And because I was doing all the talking, like I'm in pure entertainment mode. And ran out of things to talk about. And then out of pure panic, you just say something you heard in a movie Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're just kind of like, no, you're just stretching, you know? You're
depends, just depends what movie.
You're just kind of, you know, like, I'm not talking about.
I'm
like,
Spartacus. Yeah.
What?
What's that got to do with it?
This is Sparta.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
I heard it somewhere. I don't
Father
know.
To a murdered son. Yeah. Husband to a murdered wife.
No, so I just said to her, I goes, I says, what are your dreams? I says, do you know, and as soon as you say it, you're like, what? As soon as someone says that to you on a date, someone says, what are your dreams? Just get up and leave because the date is down the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
What are your
it's
dreams?
It's gone the wrong directions, right?
Oh, maybe you just search about it, just went quiet for ages, like, oh. Was,
yeah.
What are your dreams? I just cling to anything. What's your favourite prison?
Yeah.
just anything. I've got nothing.
I like the one Johnny Cash did, the song, and Balls in Prison. That'd be my number one. But what about you?
Oh, they just started,
back to you.
That drifted off of your own thoughts. So.
Yeah.
Is pate a liquid? What do you reckon? Just like clinging at anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's what you're just scraping. So anyway, but so I says, what are your dreams? I says to her.
Yeah.
And she just goes, oh no, she goes, my dreams are stupid. She's like, my dreams are stupid. And in my, now, this is where I go into overdrive of just like, I'm the nicest guy in the world. I said, no, your dreams are not stupid. No dreams are stupid. Oh, your dreams are a golden hawk on the top of the mountain of life, Zeus. Your dreams. No.
She's thinking, get out of here. Yeah. I gotta get out of here.
I'm like, your dreams.
A bold mission.
I'm just waving my hands at her. Your dreams. Come on. So,
sorry.
So, do you know you go too far in like being a sound guy? It's like, no, your dreams. There are no stupid dreams. Because I do comedy. People say my dreams are stupid, but they're not.
I hate you on this day.
Yeah. I know, man. I hate myself. But so anyway, I'm like, yeah, right. And then she goes, okay, then I'll tell you. I said, yeah, tell me. And then there's a pause for a second, and she just says, I want to be a warlord.
I mean,
I was like,
a warlord,
right? Now think of like Gaddafi.
Yeah, that's
think
what warlord. Like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
Huh? You could say Putin. It's people that are kind of head of like militias and
or is it like?
Oh, I thought she meant like Doctor Who.
She doesn't mean no. So she's American. Yeah, warlord.
Oh no, that's a warlock.
That's a warlock.
Time Lord.
No, a warlord is like someone who is basically kind of like the head of a violent like revolution.
Because first of all, I was thinking like Sparta, that kind of guy, but.
It's kind
anyway,
of
you explain what does she mean? Did you dig deeper? And
yeah, like I kind of knew what it meant. So it means just someone who is kind of like at the head of a violent military coup.
Yeah, right.
Of like a government or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like, I want to be a warlord, and I like kind of thought she was joking. So I was like, and she's like, it's not a joke. She's like, I want to be a warlord. I was like, so like, what you want to like? Is it like oversee the? Yeah. Like the murder of people and kind of thing, and she's like, "Yeah, but as part of a war."
What?
I was like, "Yeah, I swear to God." She's like, "I knew you would think this is weird. I knew you think this is weird." And then at this point, I have to go, "No, that's a good one."
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, at least
it's yeah.
What's she fighting for? Huh? What would be her
she
cause?
She wanted to go to Africa.
Right.
And she's an African American girl.
Oh, okay. Right,
so I think like her like ancestors were from, I think like Senegal or something. She had a chain around her neck that I only kind of noticed this after, but she had a skull on it.
Right.
Right. And she was just like that. She wanted to go back to Africa. And she was just like, I just want to like, oh, I know this is weird. Like she's like, I know this is weird, but I want to like oversee like a violent war. And like, and I was like, at this stage, I'm like, but then, and she's like, no, I know it's stupid, it'll never happen. And then I feel like I have to like motivate, like I'm just like, no, it will happen.
Yeah.
You just go there and you start your own little army. You know?
Take your passion, make it happen.
Yeah.
All of those phrases.
Make it happen. Like
it's not like, be part of a war, that's one step, just straight warlord.
She wants to be at the top. Yeah. She wants to be like, you know, like, yeah, she wants to have like people's skulls on her chair and like, just like, almost it's kind of.
Yeah, that does violent. Sound pretty cool.
That is pretty sick.
If there was a war, you would want to be at the top, to be fair.
Well, that's the best place to
be
at war.
She could just get the chair, not worry about the war.
She could
The war seems quite stressful. If you just want a chair.
If she could have got the chair on eBay and it'd be the same effect.
Yeah, that's what you need. Get a photo.
Just
put it on Instagram.
real skull chair.
Yeah, yeah. Warlording today. Hashtag warlording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so I don't know about you, but when I'm in like these kind of like surreal situations with people, I try not to let them know I think this is weird at all. And so I can let them fully go to the fullest end of who they are.
Yeah.
Like, and not feel judged about it. So I was like, all right, blah, blah, blah. And then next thing, she started to feel comfortable then because I was like encouraging about the warlord and stuff. I was like, you can do that.
Encouraging.
Just get up early.
Eat. Such a nice guy, man.
Yeah, it's like, eat the right foods. You know, you just, you'll get there. Yeah, you're just putting on the, on your vision board, you know, the corpses or whatever. And you'll get there.
Yeah.
And she felt comfortable. And then she said, then she goes, she's like, I'm going to tell you something else. I was like, what? And she's like, I've never felt love for anyone.
Oh,
and I was like, what?
What's the term for that? That's
I'm not sure if it's a sociopath. I know a sociopath doesn't feel empathy.
American Psycho. That's that, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, he's a homicidal maniac. Yeah. I don't necessarily know if that means he's never felt love for anyone.
No empathy. But, I think it's very little. Psychopath. No.
She could be a psychopath. Yeah. But, you know, she's like...
Warlord, psychopath.
Yeah, warlord, psychopath.
Right. I think at the moment we might call it a depersonalization disorder.
Wow, Phoebe.
Did I say anything about warlords? Is that a part of it? No.
That's the related articles underneath.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Hashtag warlord, hashtag psychopath.
Hashtag depersonalized personality disorder. Yeah. So she's like, I've never felt love for anyone. I was just like, good. You wouldn't want to, you don't want to get attached. And, you know, and I was like, your family? And she's just like, no. And I was like, nice, good. Because at this stage, you're like, you're thinking now, how do I get out at the end of this? Because it's not something that you'd see like in a magazine, is it? Like that'd be recommended to say, you know, like in Cosmopolitan.
Yeah. I love the way you had to really squeeze it out of her as well. Come on, tell me. And then you're thinking, I regret asking this now.
And I really...
I suppose it did save the awkward... There's a lot to talk about there. There's a lot to unpack.
With that.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I wish now I asked her at the time. I was like, have you ever killed someone? Because I know she'd probably be like three guys in Seattle.
You're doing it in sort of like bimbo voice.
Yeah.
So, I just killed like...
Yeah. I chopped his cock off. I fed it to my...
Oh, you'll think it's silly.
Pomeranian, but I know it's weird.
I was on a date once, and you know, you're like, pretty early into it, I could tell she was crackers, like she was pissed when I turned up. And I was just sitting at a bar with her, and she went, do you know Duffy? I was like, what? Like, that's a weird word. Do you know Duffy? I was like, what do you mean? The singer? Oh, well, I know of Duffy. That's just that, right? And then she went, stood up in the middle of the pub. When I get singing at the top of her, just the whole song. The whole song. And I was sitting there like, people looking over. I was like, what? I legged it.
Yeah.
I just went, I'm going for a fag. And I ran off.
And you ran off.
I couldn't handle it. I thought, this is, because I find it, that's just so awkward, isn't it? Proper at the top of her voice.
Was she a good singer?
You're bad, but I mean, it's time and a place. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, people, like, you know, like when everyone else just went quiet because they're trying to work out what is going on here. Like, it's like in the middle of the pub, just stood up from her chair. And I was like, what is.
But I love the fact that when you're like, she's like, do you know Duffy?
Yeah.
And like, if you had said no, she's like,
No. yeah.
And she's just like, Katy Perry? Do you know Katy Perry? And you're like, yeah. And she's like, bah, you were. You're not like, I love the idea that just. Yeah. You know, Katy Perry?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Whitney Houston. Have you heard of Whitney?
I think maybe what it was. Maybe I was like the person who she couldn't get a conversation out of because I was scared. And she's thinking like...
Imagine just like, Skipper is such a nightmare over here. To be honest, I'm going to have to sing. Yeah. I didn't want to sing.
I should have said
it. I didn't want to have to do this.
When she started singing, I should have been like, I've ever told you I want to be a warlord. Next time, that's what I'll do. I don't know how to ask this, but it's basically the question I want to ask is, I started off, what's the worst thing that happened on holiday? Well, I might just say, have you got like an eventful holiday story? Because holiday stories are quite...
So I was in Australia, I was in Perth in Australia, right?
Yeah.
And this is probably the biggest, probably nemesis, or what you might call an enemy I've ever made in my life is, so I was with my friend John, we went to the water park. Yeah. But it's a water park and it's a, like, a, just a normal amusement park. Yeah. And like, I love, like, riding and sliding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go going on the rides, yeah. going down the slides.
Yeah.
That's where
I love that.
Man. And it's
I got my technique down and everything.
They got the shoulder blades, heels.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how you get the speed.
Aerodynamic. And it's about getting the speed and it's about knowing what you're doing and it's about winning.
Yeah.
So I go to the amusement park and I'm so excited about this. Like, because there's no, what I think about riding inside, because, you know, like, people are always like, oh, how do you make a man happy? And it's like, oh, you need this. Just bring him to the fucking slides.
Yeah.
Let him go fast. We just want to go fast.
Yeah.
Downwards.
Win. I want to win. Beating them little kids.
Oh, lad.
It's unreal.
But so, anyway, me and my friend John, we're buzzing. So first we go on this thing. It's called, the name of the ride is the Goliath, right? Is named the ride.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And it's like a ride that talks to you. It's like, welcome to the Goliath. Yeah. You're now in the clutches of Goliath. And you're like, no, let me free Goliath. You'll never get away with this, you know. And then, but secretly you're like, I paid to be here, you know. Don't worry about it. So anyway, we strap in and I look over and this little kid is strapped in a few things away and he just gives me a little thumbs up. I give him a little thumbs up. Yeah. We go up the ride down, fucking great time. Yeah. Me and John head off the ride. We're heading to the waterside. And the little kid comes over to us. He just goes, oh, I saw it. Where are we going now?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, like...
Was he Welsh?
Huh? This little Welshman.
He's a little
gigsy. Yeah. Comes over.
Yeah. So is it before you've gone down the slide?
We've just gone on the ride, the first ride, which is just an amusing ride. This isn't the slide. We're on the way to slides. Yeah. So he's like, where are we going now? Yeah. And we're like, well, we're going over to the water. Like, we're going to go continue having pubes somewhere. What you fucking, you know, whatever. And like, we're kind of like, what? And then he goes, you guys are my friends. And we were like, how did that happen? And then I realized when he put the thumbs up,
he's
and I gave
friends.
The thumbs back, he was like, want to be my friend? And I was like, yeah. Right? So anyway, he's like, you guys are my friends. And we were like, are we though? You know, like, and then I swear to God, he just goes, you guys are my best friends.
Oh God.
And we were like, how did we go from friends to best friends? Yeah. Literally in a second. Yeah. There's nothing has happened in between. Like, and then I tell you, this guy's, you guys are my only friends.
Oh, God.
I swear to God, this is not, no.
Not surprised, you little freak.
Yeah, but that's honestly, like, in my head like that, it's like, you emotionally manipulative little fuck. Because now we are in, like, we can't say no now. Yeah. Daddy said, you are my only friends. Now we're in this fucking thing, right? Yeah. So you go, right, fine. We're going to the water slides. Like, you can come with us. Like, it's fine. Like, but, you know, and then he goes, hi, you guys, my name's Ruben. But you can call me Ruby. I was like, I'm not fucking calling you Ruby. You must be out of your mind if you think we're calling you Ruby. Like, the cheek of him. Because at this stage as well, me and my friend John, so we're like 28 at the time. We're like kind of sunburnt Irish lads. Yeah. We look weird enough at the water park as this. Yeah. We're like the only people it's middle of the day that are not there with a family. And now we're just walking around with this kid we just met. And they're just
where
like,
was the kid's parents?
Huh? Yeah. But this, I don't know. Yeah. We don't know at this point. We're just loose. Yeah. They've cut him loose because he's a fucking nightmare. Honestly, that's what we think. They've just been like, they've come to the water park and they've left Australia. Yeah. Like, they're on a flight to Bali right now.
Yeah.
Right? So he's like, you can call me. And like, if someone meets us and they're like, who's the kid? And then like, what were we going to be like? Oh, this is a child we met five minutes ago. His name's Ruben, but we call him Ruby. Like, we are literally going to be taken out by a sniper. Yeah. Like, we're just, I'd literally, but do you know what? Just arrest me. Yeah. I haven't done that in wrong,
like,
but I can see.
Like the security, the walkie-talkie's like, keep going into the guys. They're walking around with a child.
They're walking around with a child they've just found on the Goliath, no less.
He gave him a very suspicious thumbs up.
Yeah.
And I didn't trust that thumbs up. And now look at him.
So anyway, right, so we get to the water slide, right? Now, this is like what you're talking about. You need to be aerodynamic. Yeah. But it's a two thing, so you race, like one-on-one. So like me and my friend John, my best friend, right? Like, we were going to
Ruby, cramping your style.
Oh, yeah, so Ruby, and then we get to the slide, right? And Ruby goes, oh, I see it, who am I racing? I was like...
Trying to tell him to fuck off, or were you being polite,
body language we were, but like we're nice now in our heads, we have kind of like we're responsible for him because he said like you're my only friend and there's no one else around this kid, so he's obviously...
I should have asked the question, where are your mum and dad,
right?
Like, where's your mum and dad? You should have just said that,
right? But listen, we're not Jack Skipper, we didn't spend all enough time in the bush thinking about these things, thinking about life and what to ask children that so. Anyway, we get to the... So he's a humor rising. And at this stage, I was like, listen, like, me and John had this day planned. Like, like you think you're going to be racing? Yeah. He's my best friend. We're going to be fucking racing. It's, you're not involved in... Like, the cheat to think you're going to be one of the people. Yeah. But then I was just like, you know, me though. Like, you're racing me. Because I don't want to be left out either. I don't want to be the person not racing. You know what I mean? So I say, right, I'll fucking race it, Ruby, right? So I race Ruby down the slide, right? And I destroy him. Like, it's not even close. I just fucking, right? Just, it's annihilating. Yeah. So I get down the slide, slap into the water. I get up and I'm like, Ruby, you fucking loser. Like, I win. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, I was buzzing. Yeah. And then I swear to God, Ruby just goes, ye cheated. I was like, you cannot be fucking serious here. You cheated. The only reason you're here is out of the kindness of our hearts.
I love him getting into a serious argument. No. Like a 9-year-old boy.
Like, I couldn't believe the cheek of this kid. He goes, ye cheated. Ye cheated. And I goes, like, you're not even meant to be here, lad. You know what I mean? Like, we're letting you come here. Now I'm facing doping allegations on the slide. Like, I'm the fucking, like, Lance Armstrong of this fucking amusement park. And I said, listen, Ruby. I said, I didn't fucking cheat. Yeah. Don't be a fucking sore loser, all right? Just, like, cop on. Accept your loss. And he goes, you are bullying me.
Oh,
I swear to God.
I don't need this.
And he goes,
he touched me.
Yeah. Right. That's basically kind of what he's doing. He's a little rape whistle. You know?
Yeah.
He goes, you're bullying me and I get bullied at school.
Oh, fuck's sake, Ruby.
I know, like, this kid, right? It's just, and do you know when he got bullied at school? Like, part of me deep down is just like, at least there's some justice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if a guy like this didn't get bullied, like, that's how a Donald Trump gets formed.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that kind of personality is if you don't get bullied. Because like Donald Trump, his whole life, every time he would lose to anyone, he'd just be like, you cheated. And nobody stopped him. Nobody stopped him. And then you turn into a monster. So I was like, I didn't cheat. I'm not bullying you. Come on. Now at this stage, right, my friend John is coming down the slide on his own.
How slow is jump?
I don't know. He's pretty slow.
He's slow. Time to have an argument. John's like just
John's slow, like mentally, physically. He's kind of a lumbering guy, you know. So he's coming down as sad, like he's on his own. It's like, you know, just hello darkness, my old friend. You know, it's just like they're like parents shielding their children. Don't look at that. You don't need to know.
Squeaking.
Yeah.
Oh, dry. Yeah. He's dry sloping.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, you don't need to know that sadness exists, right? So then he gets down, and this when Ruby really starts to twist a knife, right? So Ruby goes, Ruby looks over at John. John gets down and he just goes to John. He says to me, you're not my friend, he's my friend, right?
So he lost, he beat him.
Yeah,
because he has like a little Trump, and he has to win.
Now he's doing a little political, this fucking movement.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, because my friend John has like just come down the slide on his own, like he's a bit fucking like vulnerable, like emotionally. So, like, your man being like, you're my friend, he's not like that, he's like that, he prefers John to me.
Yeah.
This kind of gives John a bit of like, you know,
He backed Ruby now.
Right, because then I said, John, let's get out of here. Leave this. And John's like,
I like him.
Let's hear him out. He's a good lad. Good judge of character. Yeah. I like him. You know? He's a good fucking little lad.
You've changed your tune, John.
John suddenly big time Ruby. And I swear to God, this is 100% true. After that, him and John, like, we're walking around the water park. They're walking in front. I'm walking behind. I'm the new Ruby. Like, I'm literally just back there. Muttering to myself, like, oh, I'm being bullied, you know, like, and I swear to God, this is like the dynamic has changed. Yeah. I'm the new Ruby, right?
Yeah.
So next thing, we're walking around. This is like, no, and at this point, like, I can't believe what's happening. Yeah. Like, I actually can't believe, like, this is my day riding and sliding. This is my favorite thing to do. This is my best friend in the world, John. Like, we're best friends, right? He's taking my best friend. He's ruining my day riding and sliding. But, like, you know, John knows, like, kids who, like, he waits at his, like, parents' bedroom door, and then, like, he hears them having sex, and then he's just like, oh, what a nightmare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just, like, kind of fucks everything. So then he turns to John anyway, and he goes, we should go out for ice cream, just the two of us, right? To
what
John. And then John was just like, oh, you know, he's a kid, but he didn't say no.
Yeah.
Which I was like, what?
And now they've been together for 10 years.
Right. So, like, at this stage, like, I'm like, I just can't even, like, fucking believe what's going on. I'm fuming. I'd never hate anyone more than I hate this child. Like, I really mean that. I would have kicked him. If I could get away with it, I would have bet the shit out of him, right? So, they're walking around, and one stage, right, we're walking around, and anyway, we hear, Ruben, yeah. Right? The parents.
Right, there they are.
Yeah, yeah. There they are. And, like, they're, like, worried.
Yeah.
So she's like, Ruben, right? And you see the mother, like, concerned, and you see the father behind, and you can see he's probably a little upset they found him. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, fuck. You could see in his head, like,
thought we lost him.
It wouldn't have been the worst thing if it was a little kind of.
If he lost him, he was calling out like, Ruby, come back. I'm doing it as loud as I can. Ruby. No, he's gone.
Where are you, Ruby?
I've looked everywhere.
I've checked under the roller coaster. Check, have you looked everywhere? I've looked everywhere.
We better go and. Change your address.
He's probably gone home.
Should we put up posters? Nah.
We'll meet back at the house.
Nah, don't put up posters.
We'll meet back at the house.
Yeah. Put up posters, but don't put a photo.
Yeah. Madeline McRuby will have a whole little thing. So, anyway, your one guest there, anyway, and she comes to Ruben, and she goes, oh, she's like, Ruben. She's like, are you okay? And this is where he turns, and then he just goes, I am now. And, like, looks back and goes, and now the thing is, like, you need to talk about
both of you.
He's just like, I am now.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the fuck? And now, like you said, right, me and John are like sunburnt, like, look, like we look mental, like this Irish pale, just burned,
not talking to each other now,
and,
as well.
Yeah, and also, like, we've been drinking, like, we're obviously on the piss, so like, we're kind of a bit like just fucking leery.
You didn't add added that bit,
right. I should have said that from the start, but we're boozing, you know what I mean. And then he says, like, the only thing that he'd said all day that I actually liked.
Yeah.
Because he just pointed at John. And he was just like, he's my good friend. Like that. And then I was kind of like, you know, I was kind of like, they are good friends, actually. They're actually going to go for ice cream, just the two of them.
I thought it was
weird.
Stitched
them
up. Yeah.
Weird, I thought. Yeah. Fucking weird. But so anyway, like, they fucked off. But
when you saw the parents, like, I sometimes get this, like, with my kids, if they're playing with because I'm going to say it, some kids are cunts. You just don't like them.
It's not
just
talked about enough, though. There's some nasty little men.
But it's the thing, you'll see them.
Women, some nasty little women.
You look at these kids and you think, I don't like him. And then you meet the parents, see the parents, you go, it makes perfect sense now. Do you know what I mean?
Because that was the thing. Like, when I was younger, right, any time I had any interaction with adults at all, and then it came to my mother's attention. Like, it was always my fault. It was always like, and she'd be like, sorry to the teacher. She was never a person who would be like backing me up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she knew I was little shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, Ruben's parent, like, you'd see in the mother, she's one of these people who's like, you know, just, oh, what have you done with my Ruben? Yeah. Rather than be like, sorry, thanks for taking care of this nightmare child.
Yeah, yeah. It makes you a more well-rounded person. Was you quite a naughty kid at school? Was you in trouble a lot?
I was in trouble a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I did think of that because
were you good?
I got in trouble. I went the worst. I was just like I get told off for just not paying attention type thing. You know, I was sort of way with the fairies type thing. But my son goes to my junior school that I went to, and I had to go back there the other day for his parents' evening, and it's the first time I've been there in over 20 years. And I was like, it's weird walking through the halls and that. And then I had to go into the classroom and, like, see his teacher. I'll do the parents' evening, sit in the little chair. And then they was like, I can see you haven't been reading to Arthur. I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I've been quite busy and that. And then, like, you know, but I'll try. But I'm just like, she started telling me off. I was thinking, I'm fucking back here 20 years later in the same chair, like, getting told off. I'm like, you'll never escape it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I think I'm one of them people. You just, I've got a problem with authority, I think.
Yeah.
I'm just that thing of like being told what to do. Do you know that thing of like, I sort of done it to my kids the other day. I was like, oh, don't do that. And I was like, why? And I didn't have a good enough answer.
Yeah.
And I was like, it made me think, oh, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Because like that, it really does wire me up. Like,
or
being told off as an adult drives me mad.
Or like,
don't stand there.
Yeah. Why? Like, everything in my body when someone said don't stand there. Yeah, it's like, you know what? I should headbutt you.
Yeah.
Because just because you have this tiny little area in your life where you have a little bit of power over me, you're going to talk to me like I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Just because you can in this one. Because you know, outside of this exact room and context, you wouldn't say that to me.
I'll tell you what,
or you wouldn't talk to me that way because you know there'd be real life consequences for being an fucking absolute
piece
of shit.
I'll tell you what's worth it. What's the air...
Air stewards.
Yeah, staff. Yeah. They're just all that sort of... They do that thing where they... Do you know when someone tells you to do something and you do it and then they keep telling you?
Yeah.
It's like they go like on the... I'll say you're on a flight or something. I'll tell you where I had it once. In the hospital when my son was born, right? You have to stay overnight. And when you're like labour, like you're there 24 hours, everyone's tired.
Yeah, God, it must have taken it out of you.
Well, yeah. You know what I mean? Obviously, I didn't have it as
you're
bad.
Right now, have you?
No.
Haven't lost that weight though.
Size, yeah, no. I get my wife to massage me now. So I had no. You're there for hours. So I had no shoes on. I had socks on, but no shoes. And I walked across the hall to go and get my wife like a drink from the vending machine. And the woman was like, "You got to put your shoes on to walk through the hallway."
Yeah.
I will. No, because you have to put. It's health and safety. Because I can't. What am I gonna do now? I haven't got my shoes on me. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm here. It's that sort of thing, and it's on planes. You have to put a mask on. All right, yeah, well, because the reason you got to put a mask.
Yeah,
oh, fuck you, no. Right. I don't need to. Stop telling me.
But see, they don't. They're not. It's not enough that they give you the instruction. They want to condescend to you.
Yeah,
and they want to make the status. I have power over you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do as I say.
Yeah.
Because of course, when she says it to you the first time, she knows. But you were just like, all right, grand.
Yeah.
That's not enough for her.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's
it. You know what I mean?
I think that's it. Yeah.
She wants to see the fucking anguish in your eyes before she's done.
I think there's these people as well, because some people like stress and problems. They like finding the problem, telling you the problem. And you're not seeing it as a problem.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I want you to have some of this shit.
I feel like that's what I do a bit.
Do you?
I don't know.
Who do you do it to?
I don't know. Well, I have to do it here because you have to tell people to like shush and stuff.
Well, yeah. Then you keep saying it.
But that's because they keep doing it. But I just...
Well, that's different. That's different.
That's it. Do you know what it... Like, because if you say shush and they keep talking, they're the cunts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's on them. And you're being forced into cuntdom by them. They're pushing you into shush again.
I'll tell you a tricky one.
And that's not your fault. You're innocent.
You get it at stand-up gigs with the... These are the worst people to deal with. People who are being disruptive, but are really nice.
Yeah.
They don't know they're being disruptive. Oh. Yeah, because if someone's being a dickhead, it's easy to lay into them or just give. If they're just talking and pissed and being nice, and they do this thing, they'll laugh, and then start going, he's good, isn't he? He's being nice. Do you know what I mean? They're just chatting away. You've got to try and control it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're all right, Phoebe. You're good. But the thing is with them people, because if, like, and they get so hurt because, you know, if they're just, because they'll be saying, you do a joke and they'll just go, yeah, he's good, isn't it? And I do stuff like that.
Yeah,
they'll be wanking off in the bush as well. You remember the bush? I just saw the bush. And they're chatting well done.
I am an audience member.
And then, that's often in my audiences. He never pays. He calls it a season ticket. And then he shows me his bus pass. But, and he thinks that's hilarious. But,
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Skip rub the fucking load of food. Being a nightmare. Are you on my mic?
Yeah. Hello, when am I on?
Yeah. One more two.
And next up, Jack Skipper. Everyone shush.
Yeah.
I don't want me.
Bit of respect.
Yeah, a bit of respect in this room.
Please.
Come on.
But you know when you say to them, hey, look, listen, you go, lads, will you shut up or don't be talking in it? Yeah. We was talking about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we were saying, we were saying how much we liked it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I know, but you have to understand that you're not watching Netflix.
Yeah.
That I am here.
Yeah.
And I am real.
Someone said, like, there's this thing as well, you do the thing, if you lay into an audience member who's being, even if they are being a dickhead,
yeah,
sometimes the work, because if they're doing it under their breath or doing it, it's really distracting.
Yeah.
The audience don't see.
No.
And they just think you're just laying into someone.
That's right.
And it's like, yes. You got to be careful with that.
You got to be careful with that. Now, the thing is, if the gig has been set up properly by the MC, then that shouldn't be an issue, because the MC should be saying right up top, he should be saying, listen, when the acts are on stage, don't be talking to each other. Very distracting for the acts. They're trying to do other things. You might not think it, but we hear everything up here. Yeah. Same thing, blah, blah, blah. So if they set that up at the start, then the audience will be on your side, because it's been said.
They've
been told that if they talk, it's distracting. And now they're doing it anyway. So that makes the quantum go on them.
This is also the
thing. All about where the quantum goes.
I think we were saying
where you can push it around.
If you, that's why some of the best audience, they're in there tightly packed in.
Yeah.
Because they can't, if they feel like they're in a corner hidden, they can just chat to them. But they'll know that if they don't know someone sitting next to them, if they start chatting, that person will be annoyed of them.
Yeah,
if you're there, do you know what I mean? Themselves as well.
Yeah. So
that's true. Do you know when you're packed in audience? Do you ever get this? This is how, because this just reminded me of it, how I think, I don't know if it's a sensitivity or an abandonment issue, but like, do you know when you're like sitting beside people and so close your legs are touching? Like, I'm here and my legs are touching right there.
Yeah.
And then I'm like super aware that like our legs are touching. And then the person moves their leg away from your leg, so they move it away in. And then I'm like, what did I do?
You're making it more obvious.
Grab it back.
They're making it more.
Yeah, but something inside me is like, what did I do wrong?
I had an awkward one the other day. Men's urinals, right? Mm. They're there. And it was like, say there's five urinals, one was free, second from the end.
Yeah.
Right. So I thought,
that's a good spot.
You use that one, but so you were just packed in. And then what happened though? I went, and then the three people this side left. They finished their week. So I was just me standing next to this one bloke with three urinals. And so I walked in and like, they're a bit cozy, aren't they? These two. And it was just awkward. So you know that thing where you move away?
Yeah.
Because he'd be like, well, what's wrong?
Yeah. But that's the whole thing. Is like, it is weird. The same with the leg touch. Yeah. It is weird that we're this close. But then when someone moves away, you're, in your heart, you're like, what did I do? Did I hurt you? Did I not? Was this not good for you?
Or like, especially if you've got bare legs and the sticking it.
You feel the abandonment firsthand. But it's an odd thing, like the psychological.
Because that's the tubes is one as well, isn't it? You know, awkward on the tube. You pack into a tube and you can't move. You're face to face with someone. You don't really know where to look. And that's quite an awkward one, isn't it? And then you try and turn. That is tricky.
Do you know what I saw or like that? I thought recently, because you know it's funny. I was thinking recently. Do you know with the whole war thing going on, right?
Yeah.
And it's and the Ukrainians are just brave fuckers. Yeah. But like, we're such cowards, like, you know, like this generation of people, like in London or the West. Yeah. And I never saw Anton more, like, or knew more clearly, like, they were so not ready for war. The other day, I was on the underground and a wasp got on the underground. And lads, I swear to God, the place fucking fell apart. Like, I swear, there was people.
Get down!
There was lads trying to give their wallet to the wasp. They said, take it. That was it. Right? Listen, no joke. And I swear to God, I'm like, right, at the end of the train, there was just a Middle Eastern guy at the end of the train and he just fucking caught the wasp.
Of course he did.
And he was looking around at everyone like you pussy. And I was like, because I'm afraid of wasps, I think they're evil. Yeah. You know, like in my head, they have bad intentions. Yeah. So I was like, we're all looking at him. He looked at everyone and then he just re-released.
To him.
Yeah. And then we were all like, no!
He is a warlord.
We thought you were just,
there you
absolutely.
Go. Oh, brilliant.
We were like, I thought you were here to protect us. But another thing on the tube.
Yeah.
That I realise now that we brought it up. Are you ever on there and like, do you know everyone's on their phone on the tube, you know? And then you see one person and they have a book. And you know, you do know those people with the book that they think they're better than everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Because they're like,
Have you seen American Psycho? No, but I've read the book.
Yeah, come on.
Shut up.
I think there should be like, if someone says that, like, we should all carry around, like, do you know, like a sock with like a bar of soap in it, you know? And as soon as they say that, just wait, there bang, just lamp them with it. But I know they feel better because one day now, I have to say, I was reading the book on the train and I felt so much better. Than like, I was looking around, I was like, look at you, looking at your screens.
Yeah.
Filth, Instagram, is it?
The thing is, I was reading The Hungry Caterpillar.
Yes. I read Angry Birds, the book.
I think we'll wrap it up.
Oh, yeah?
This has been fun.
Oh, we got enough. We've got the juice.
We've got it. We've got the good stuff.
We haven't said that in bad, have we?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would say from start to finish.
There we go. There you go. We'll try again next week. We'll get another one.
Yeah, just like, just on the Jack Skipper podcast, mental health, bandied about, in a playful way, wanking in bushes. Yeah. That's funny now, is it?
I think that's where you get it. I think that's the cleanest bit. Is the
Louis C.K.'s a hero, is he? Disgraceful.
But, right, thank you very much. It's been fun. I'll follow Mike on Instagram.
Yeah, at the train. At Mike Rice Comedy.
At Mike Rice Comedy. TikTok, can you do TikTok?
I'm on TikTok now, yeah.
On that.
Nearly 20,000 followers on there.
There you go. Yes. Funny guy. Follow. And see ya.
See Cheers. You, lads. I love you.
Bye.
Mike loves you. Bye-bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.